If you're an entrepreneur, a wantrepreneur, which is somebody wanting to start a business, a sidepreneur, someone who has a small business on the side while still holding a job, is a term I first heard when Sean Manaher interviewed me by his radio show by the same name, or a small business owner seeking higher growth and profitability, this book is written for you. It's going to help you build a more profitable business faster. Decide will prove to be your ultimate success trigger. My recommendation is to listen to this entire book. Just move it right ahead of every other book you're listening to. And I'm going to tell you why the urgency. Well, because none of the skills and talents that you already possess and none of the marketing strategies you may learn and soon employ are going to help you build your dream business unless and until you unleash the ultimate success trigger. It is that powerful. Decide is one of the most important books I've written so far, and it will prove to be the most important book you'll read along your entrepreneurial journey. I published Stop Waiting For It to Get Easier, Create Your Dream Business Now in October of 2013, and at that point, I had written 5 books in 5 years. And to be candid, I wasn't sure if I wanted to write another one. I gotta tell you, writing a book requires an enormous amount of time, dedication, and energy. And with the growing demand for my coaching services and running 2 live events each year, my live event's called Dream Business Academy, by the way, I just felt like I needed a break from writing. But all that changed when I began feeling the nudges. In March 2014, at my sold-out Dream Business Academy in Las Vegas, I taught a module called Success, Mindset, and Money, and the audience loved it. Now, candidly, they loved it more than I even thought they would. In this module, I share a lot of my entrepreneurial journey, particularly as it relates to my mindset about success, money, debt, and the hundreds of decisions I made in the early lean years of my business. My commitment to the entrepreneurs and small business owners that attended Dream Business Academy was to be as transparent as I can and pull back the curtain on my business and how I continue to market and grow it today. You know, I attend a lot of live events, and it's one thing to attend a live event where you hear the latest strategy or technique or tip that's working today, but I also felt that sharing the early struggles, the mistakes, and the not-so-glamorous details of building a business would also be instructional, beneficial, and even hopefully inspiring. I got to tell you, reliving some of my early struggles and challenges and the personal demons that I had with a live audience was not easy. But when I saw probably 4 or 5 entrepreneurs with tears in their eyes, I knew that I was hitting close to home. I also knew then that my challenges were not unique, and in many ways, my story was their story. Sharing it was helpful to both them and me, and that was my first nudge. In September 2014 at my Dream Business Academy in Philadelphia, I taught this module again, and when I finished, some of the entrepreneurs suggested that I write a book on the subject of mindset, focusing on how it relates to the hundreds of decisions and choices new entrepreneurs make when starting and building their business. Another nudge. On the next break, a few more attendees approached me and shared privately that what I revealed about my journey touched them deeply, and in some cases, they said it gave them the courage and encouragement they needed to push through their current struggle, their current season of crises. In other words, it helped them keep on keeping on. Wow, another nudge. You know, after the event, an entrepreneur I respect and admire greatly said, "Jim, I believe you need to share your story with a larger audience because entrepreneurs need to hear it. Especially during this difficult economy, many entrepreneurs are struggling. And instead of the usual cheerleader speech and hearing what you face and how you overcame it, the usual rag-to-riches story, what you have to say could be beneficial, inspiring." And bam, there's another nudge. And so it came for the decision. I have to share with you, promoting and running a live event takes a great deal of energy, and I always schedule a few days off afterwards to kind of decompress and recharge. Following the Philadelphia event, I spent a couple days on my boat, staring out at the beautiful Chesapeake Bay in Maryland, and I was just thinking about the powerful experience, and yes, the nudges. I've learned somewhat late in life not to ignore nudges anymore. So while sitting on my boat, I made a commitment to write the book that you're now listening to. Yes, I decided to forego my initial thoughts about taking a break from book writing and write this book, Decide, the Ultimate Success Trigger. Today, I run several successful businesses, but one of my greatest joys is helping other entrepreneurs start and grow profitable businesses. I do this largely through my Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program. I'll include some information on this and later on, but if you want to check it out, you can go to dreambizcoaching.com. But in this book, I'm going to be able to help even more entrepreneurs and small business owners take their business to the next level. I want to share with you that this book is not simply another mindset book. This book is about the importance and business-building power that comes when you have the ability to decide. It's about the hundreds of choices we make as entrepreneurs, and it's about challenging you to do the one thing that I've learned through 6 years of coaching that's actually quite difficult for many entrepreneurs: deciding, making a decision, yes or no, but not maybe. Deciding one way or the other and moving forward. Deciding and moving forward and taking corrective action if necessary is one of the main traits that separate entrepreneurs from highly successful entrepreneurs. Deciding is the one thing that can trigger success like anything else. Confidence comes from success, and success comes from moving forward. And moving forward faster comes from the ability and the confidence to make fast decisions and implement them. I want you to think of this book as a private conversation or coaching session just between the two of us. You'll find this and everything that I'm going to share with you very no-nonsense, hard-hitting. As always, you can count on me to be extremely candid and blunt with my suggestions and recommendations. You can also count on me to share some straight talk about what it takes to achieve significant success as an entrepreneur, to grow your dream business, and create the dream lifestyle you want and deserve. You know, unlike speaking to a live audience where you kind of get instant feedback, writing a book often leaves you wondering, are they liking this? So if this book helps you in a large way or small way, I'd like to ask a favor. I would just be truly grateful if you would let me know. You can post a comment on my Facebook, or if you prefer to remain anonymous, just shoot me a quick email. Send it to guru@thenewsletterguru.com. I would just love to hear from you. God bless you. I want to just wish you all good success, and I hope that Decide will be your ultimate success trigger. And now, on to chapter 1.